This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's tough to give up a shorthanded one there, obviously, after we just scored. But, I don't know. I mean, in the third period, you got a lead. You got a power play. You kind of have to find a way to close those games out. And not just tonight, but overall in the season, we haven't done a good enough job of that. So we got to fix that.
How do you get over it? Are you guys getting up tight when you get a two-goal lead, like midway through a third period, or how do you get over that?
I don't know. I mean, I think every game's different. But I think sort of overall. In general, the other team's obviously going to come with a push. They're down. They're going to be a little bit more desperate. They're going to have some more urgency, and you kind of have to find a way to match that. And in all three zones, I think sometimes we do a good job of keeping our forecheck up, but then they get some time in our D zone because we can't get it out. So it changes sort of from game to game. But overall, I think just have to do a better job of bearing down and sort of matching that intensity as it rises.
You guys were much better in this game than you were in Detroit. How come? What was better? Did you
do? I just think we were a little bit more sort of on our toes. We were able to get pucks in deep and sort of play a little bit more maybe simple and that allowed us to play some more in the offensive end. And obviously, if you play in the offensive end, it's a little bit more enjoyable. And unfortunately, we just didn't do it enough in the third.
Anyone on Zoom?
Good with Lance. Jeff, you guys certainly had some opportunities, whether it was breakaways or just chances in front. So how do you balance that fact with just not finishing, only getting two goals and not being able to put the game away?
Yeah. I think, I mean, that's another part of it, right? I think you look at the game when you're up two, and if you sit back on your heels and sort of let them dictate the play, it's tough because they're going to come and they're going to have momentum and they're going to spend time in our defensive zone, and it's going to be tough to sort of to get out of the game that way. But at the same time, you still want to attack, and when you do attack, you got to find a way to bear down. And we had opportunities. Again, you talk about it, it's probably the story of the game, but we had that power play. I think we had a pretty decent look on it just before they scored. And, we just couldn't find that third one. And, and then obviously they got the one and sort of built off of it.
Jeff, obviously Saturday wasn't a good performance, but the other three times against Detroit this year, you guys are right there. You have leads in both home games. And it's a team that's rebuilding like you guys are. How frustrating is it to just not get over the hump against these guys this year three times?
It's frustrating. You look at the positives all you want. At the end of the day, we didn't get the job done. But I think sort of moving forward, we have to sort of take both with us. And the fact that we were able to sort of get up in the game and sort of establish that lead is something we should focus on, I think, just as much as sort of the fact that we need to close those games out. So, not the result. We got to keep pushing here. We're going on the road again. And I think that maybe is good for us because we can sort of simplify again and sort of play a bit more simple on the road and hopefully have some success.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.